And now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing the lady of the house, Miss Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva.
Welcome everyone to Let's Jazz It Up.
For the best in hip hop music, keep it locked right here on Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com with your girl, Lady Diva.
Lady Diva, this is your house. You got it like that.
All right, then.
Yeah, y'all, it's Lady Diva live on Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. Holla at your girl.
Welcome to Let's Jazz It Up. Here I am, Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. Thank you all for tuning in. I apologize for the confusion with the links. Sorry I had to redo the whole show's program, but I am glad those have was able to catch up and tune in. If you miss out, phone lines are open. Call in right now. You have the guest line number. I would like for you to welcome an up-and-coming singer-songstress, Miss Marvis Swanpool on the platform. Welcome, Miss Marvis Swanpool. Are you with me?
I'm here. Mavis Swanpool.
Mavis Swanpool. Sorry about that. I got to get that corrected. And where are you calling from?
I am calling from North Carolina.
All right, North Carolina fans. All right. Mm-hmm. So tell us all how your music journey began briefly. What and whom was your inspiration, and what sparked your talent?
My mother actually is my favorite singer. I always say, hands down, she's my favorite singer. So she actually is the person that got me interested in, you know, just soul music, because I've always known her to sing from her soul. So it's been a big thing. I grew up in the church, so that's been the defining factor, you know.
Mm-hmm. King, I'm on the phone, baby.
Sorry, I got two small kids knocking at my door. But that's been the you know, where everything started for me, you know. And that's pretty much it. Both of my parents are amazing vocalists. My mom sings in the church, and my dad doesn't sing anywhere, but he has a voice that sounds like Sam Cooke. So, you know,
ooh,
he's definitely he's an amazing singer as well in his own right. And that's what kind of sparked things for me, or where it all started.
Wow. So it's amazing how you just fell in my lap. You have a new single that's actually out today. It's
mm-hmm.
called I'm Grown. Can you tell us a little bit about this track? Is there a brief story behind it?
Someone sent me a message today that said life didn't come with a manual. It came with a mother. And that's basically how things go, you know, where we're all born to a mother, and we're, you know, when we're kids, it's easy to follow whatever it is that she's asking us to do and telling us to do. But when we get a little older and start, you know, having our own responsibilities and living our own lives, you know, it gets to the point where we want to branch off, and sometimes we want to remind her, you know, that we too are adults, you know. So we get to that place, and sometimes we rebel or go about things however we choose or feel necessary, you know, and even in those moments, I think, you know, mothers are understanding. Some mothers, of course, every mother is different, every personality is different, but we have mothers that are understanding and loving that overlook our grown days, you know, because when life happens, it reminds us all of a sudden that maybe we're not as grown as we thought. You know, and that maybe we did need to listen a little bit to what Mama was trying to tell us. So it's in those moments that we realize, you know, that Mama truly is our first God, and that's the place that we come back to, you know, when we need that guidance. So,
And thank you for that information. And I want to mention Happy Mother's Day to you. We have Mother's Day coming up. This track just came out perfect timing. Perfect timing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go ahead and spin I'm Grown. And go ahead, Mavis, and tell everybody where they can purchase this track at any music outlets online.
Okay, so it's available on anywhere, iTunes, you know, everywhere. Bandcamp is where I'm usually sending people to, because on top of that, you can, you know, you can give what you want to give on Bandcamp. So, Bandcamp, and just type in Mavis Swanpool.
All right. You stay in your seat. We just have a few more minutes left over for this showcase. Here is I'm Grown.
Mama, I'm not dealing with this. That's the man that I chose, and that's the end of this conversation. I'm not your little girl anymore.
I can't apologize for who I am. This may be something you can't understand. Spend so much time here in this great big world, trying hard to be your little girl. But now I'm older and a little bit wiser, and though I love you, I've got my own desires. There's a woman in me that needs to be free, and she won't let me sleep until I make it known that I'm paying my own bills. I'm making my decisions. I do just what I feel, trusting my it's my prerogative to live the way I live. Just thought I'd let you know that I'm grown. I appreciate all you've done for me, but I'm grown now. I gotta do what I gotta do as a woman. Please know you've shown me how.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? Hey, baby. How are you?
I'm cool. How are you?
I'm good. What's up? I was just calling because I had a few things on my mind. It just don't feel like it's going to work out between us.
What you trying to say, baby?
I just don't know. It's a feeling inside of me, you know?
Baby, wait. Baby.
Every now and then, the night falls, and I lay in bed like I did as a kid, hoping and praying and hoping and praying that my mama would call. Cause sometimes I still lose my way, and I cry for you like I used to. Please forgive me, mama, for my grown-up days. Sometimes I need to hear you say, I ain't gonna tell you wrong. I've been your mama this long.
David Swan Pool, everyone. That track is out today. And happy Mother's Day to everyone. Oh, Mavis. Oh, let's continue. So, would you happen to have any scheduled upcoming online events?
I do have something coming up on May 16th. It's actually me and a lot of other artists that are raising money to distribute money to artists in need and on different, you know, different situations, you know, during this pandemic. And it is, it's called, let's see how you say it. It's like, I want to be careful and make sure I say it. Yeah, so it's what the hell-a-thon. That's what it's called.
Okay.
What the hell-a-thon. And that is on the 16th, Saturday, the 16th of this month. And there's also let me look and make sure I have my dates right. There's a Zoom, another Zoom. I don't know if it's a performance. I think it's more of an interview. But as far as performances, I guess the 16th would be the one that I have in place right now. So a lot of the other things just revolve around, like, interviews and stuff. So,
all right.
And you could always, you know, stay updated with following me on you know, Instagram and checking my Facebook page and everything like that, because I'll definitely be posting, you know, anything that comes up.
Oh, so you might as well go ahead and give your website information and your social media pages right now. Go right ahead, Mavis.
Okay, so my website is mavisswanpool.com, Mavis, M-A-V-I-S, Swan, S-W-A-N, Pool, P-O-O-L-E, .com, and you can pull it up anywhere. All of my social media handles are at Mavis Swan Pool, so everything, all things Mavis Swan Pool.
All right, and thank you for that information. We have a caller. Area code 347. Please speak. State your name, please.
Hello?
Hello. You're on air.
Hi. How are you? This is Burgundy. Hi, Mavis.
Hello, Burgundy.
Hi, Burgundy.
How are you?
I am awesome, Mavis. Burgundy.
Oh, my God. I love your new single. It is fabulous.
Thank you so much.
You are one of my favorite singers.
Thank you. I definitely appreciate it. Thank you so much for that.
And you know I will always support your music, and it is a great Mother's Day gift also for all the
mothers
here.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. What you're doing, Ms. Pool, and I thank you, and I thank you, Ms. Diva.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for your support. You have a
blessed
evening and a happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much. You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Mavis. Hey, such a warm, warm welcome. What is that ultimate desire, Mavis, of what you wish your fans to get out of this track here?
I think just the appreciation of mothers, just the appreciation of who mom is to us, because sometimes we forget, and being a mom, I know how it feels to be, you know, overlooked at times, just working hard and doing what you do as a mother just for the love of your family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, like people say, it's a thankless job, you know, and you just keep going. And then when you look back at it, it makes you appreciate your own mother. Like, wow, I remember all the time she did this, and, you know, I overlooked this, or I just took this, and I wasn't able to give, or I didn't give, you know, the way I wanted to or whatever. So, you know, I think just the appreciation for the queens in our lives, not just our mothers, but any mother, any queen that has sacrificed, you know, to raise a family or to, you know, sustain another life here on earth, you know.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that information. Wow. So you were crowned as Little Ella by the legendary trombonist Curtis Fuller. How did that come about? Can you mention it, that briefly?
Yes, I was doing won a slot in this competition called the Betty Carter Jazz Ahead that took place at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. when I was in college. And that was my first time meeting Curtis Fuller. And he, I think after the I was performing, and when I got off stage and came backstage, he was like, "You know, you got another name, don't you? You know, I'm gonna call you Little Ella, right?" And so I told him, I said, "Okay, I said you can call me that, but do you mind if I quote it?" And he was like, "Go ahead." So you know that it stuck with me, you know, and I was so honored by it because you know that's not a light statement. That carries a lot of weight for me.
Right.
So. Yeah, so that's how that came about.
Well, thank you for that information. So how did Lady Swan come up?
So Swan is an interesting story. It's pretty funny, actually. Also, when I was in college, I think I had a paper to do or I had something that I needed to turn in, and I was at the computer, and a picture, it was actually a computer virus of a clip art of a swan, a picture just kept popping up on my computer screen, and I kept closing it out, and every time I would close it out, it would come back up. And at the time, I wasn't using Google. I was using a dictionary, and I picked it up for some reason. I just picked up the dictionary, and I looked up swan. And, of course, we know that it's the bird or the duck or, you know. And then it was like, then under it, it said the sentence, the example that they used was Mozart was the swan of pianists. Or piano players, you know. So I was like, "Wow!" And I tried it. I just stuck it in the middle of my name, and it fit, and it, you know, it just kind of stayed with me. And I believe now that it's been like a spirit guide or a spirit animal. So, So that's how
right
it came
now.
About.
When I went through your bio, it mentioned that you are really highly educated in music and vocals. It says that you are a music teacher and vocal coach with teaching experience that spans over 20 years. Mm-hmm. You are a 2007 Magna Cum Laude graduate of North Carolina Central University in Durham, North Carolina, where you are classically trained, earning a BA in music education as well as a BM in music with a concentration in jazz vocal studies. And in 2011, you received your MA in music with a concentration in jazz vocal performance at Queens College in NYC. And you also attended college for psychology. So you need to give us some information, what you're doing now. Are you teaching vocal or psychology?
Well, what I'm doing now is I'm still doing this, of course, just promoting and pushing my performing, you know, career. And I do have, you know, a few voice students. I only take a few because I feel like, you know, for me it works perfectly, you know, with what I'm doing as a single mom and just trying to balance and juggle life. It works perfectly with you know, what I'm doing. And I'll be starting a teaching position at the school in Wilson, North Carolina, this upcoming school year with amazing high school students at an amazing school, Sally B. Howard. And it's it's a performing arts school, but it's majority black students. And for me as a black woman, you know, with a black son and a black daughter, that matters to me, you know.
Yeah.
So I definitely can't wait to just sow into their lives and hopefully change, you know, make a change for the better, you know, not just in their lives but in the lives of their families, you know, with music being the platform. So I'm teaching. I'm definitely teaching. And, you know, as far as psychology, I have a lot of friends that used to call and ask for questions, just, you know, call, ask for advice all the time. And really, I started off psychology to understand the crazy around me, you know, like it's like everybody has crazy around them. And I just decided to try to sort through the crazy that was all around me and within me, like my kind of crazy and the crazy around me. So, you know, it was actually very interesting. And now what happens is, you know, I have a lot less friends to call that called me because I started telling people, okay, yeah, you can call, you can get advice, but I'm going to have to start charging, you know,
when
you start talking to me every hour, you know, because that's the thing people will take from you. And when you get off, they'll take and they'll just dump it all on you, and then you still have to get off, and I still have to get off the phone and manage two children and live my life. So it's like,
right.
What I started doing was, you know, just charging a small fee for my time, you know, and that's actually led to a course that I created called A Queen Cleaning, where I started working with young girls, teenage girls, and, you know, redirecting misguided girls and different things in the black community. And it's been a beautiful, beautiful experience and a beautiful journey, you know, and I'm just grateful to be able to be positive in people's lives.
Yes, we all need that. We need you. And please continue to do what you're doing in that area. And thank you for that information. As we continue... So I like to ask you, so how many years you been in the entertainment industry?
I've been singing since I was a kid. I didn't realize I was entertaining, but I was singing since I was a kid. Like I said, it started in church, you know, and that kind of branched out to, it was still church, but we actually started competing and touring and traveling around with the choir that we had, because it was an amazing, amazing group. So, you know, yeah, so literally since I was a kid, you know, I can't give my age away, but it's literally been all my life, I'll say.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that information. You're more than welcome to give a shout out right now to all the persons that have supported you in your music journey. Go right ahead, Mavis.
I first start all off with acknowledging my babies, Queen Aria and King. Queen Aria is 3 and King is 6, and they have definitely been instrumental in creating the queen that I am today, inspiring me and, you know, just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful beings that I'm grateful to be associated with, even though they're my children. So definitely my children, my family, and my professors, Dr. Ira Wiggins, Miss Lenora Hammonds, Arnold George, all from North Carolina Central University. Just it's so many people. Myron Ruffin for making this possible. And Jeremy Bean Clemens, who I co-lead the band Soul Understated with. And he's definitely been a driving force. He's been very, 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 very instrumental in making sure things move smoothly, you know, whether it be Soul Understated or just Mavis Swanpool. So I always like to acknowledge him as well. Ancestors, you know, people that were here and no longer are here that loved me enough to give me words of encouragement and wisdom while they were here. And of course, the ones that are still here, you know, just anybody that's sown into my life positively, whether that be in words, deed, you know, anything, like I acknowledge, you know, everyone that has work together collectively to create what is happening, you know, in my life right now.
All right. And thank you for that information.
And of course, my creator. Yes, yes, yes.
All right. So we're going to give everybody an applause. And at this time, I would like to ask you, if you are in the future after this pandemic is over and done with, as we glide out of it, and you'll be out performing again on stage, and if you was ever sent an invitation to do a live performance in the future with a living celebrity artist, who would it be? Who would you choose?
I would choose a woman that has definitely inspired me, and even I had her in the back of my mind when I was writing this song, and I heard she fell ill, so I'm definitely sending prayers, but it's the incomparable Betty Wright. I love Betty Wright.
I love her, too. Mm-hmm. And prayers out to the families that are listening in on the show. My prayers are with you, and hopefully that she recovers and be well. And thank you for that information. Thank you very much. I would like to ask you, any words of wisdom you like to give at this time for those that are suffering in the world today? Or would you like to just give some advice to the up-and-coming artists that's coming into the industry? Go ahead, Mavis.
if really for both parties, for both groups, those that are suffering, those that are struggling, those that, you know, are coming up in the music industry, hold on. Hang on. You know, nobody knows what tomorrow will bring, but if you hold on, you know, there's a chance that it's a beautiful and positive day. And if you let go before that happens, you'll never know. So hold on with all you have and always be authentic. Always be true to yourself. Never compromise those things that matter to you. Never compromise the things that make you you. And you're good enough just as you are right now in this current situation. You will always be, as a matter of fact, you will always be good enough by just being you, because that's always more than enough. So just be yourself.
All right. Y'all heard that from Mavis Swanpool herself. All right. So, Mavis, can you give your website information and where this single can be purchased at online again, please, before we sign out?
Okay. MavisSwanpool.com. MavisSwanpool.com. You can purchase the CD on any digital platform. I encourage you to go to Bandcamp and pull up Mavis Swanpool and purchase the single there, but you can get it on any digital platform.
All right. Y'all hear that? And I will spin I'm Grown again. And happy Mother's Day to you, Mavis. May you be blessed
you
in
well.
All the days. Please come back when you have new music projects in the future. I'll be looking for you. I'll be following you for dear life. And I want to thank you for taking out your participation and coming on the show. And you have a good
thank
night.
Thank you.
That is Mavis Swanpool, everyone. And this is Lady Diva signing out with I'm Grown. And I want to thank everyone for their support and tuning in. And stay tuned for more shows later this month. And thank you, everyone. Good night.
Mama, I'm not dealing with this. That's the man that I chose, and that's the end of this conversation. I'm not your little girl anymore, no.
I can't apologize for who I am. This may be something you can't understand. Spend so much time here in this great big world, trying hard to be your little girl. But now I'm older and a little bit wiser, and though I love you, I've got my own desires. There's a woman in me that needs to be free, and she won't let me sleep until I make it known that I'm paying my own bills. I'm making my decisions. I do just what I feel, trusting my intuition. It's my prerogative to live the way I live. Just thought I'd let you know that I'm grown. I appreciate all you've done for me. But I'm grown now. I gotta do what I gotta do as a woman. Please know you've shown me how.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, baby, how are you?
I'm cool, how are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I was just calling because I had a few things on my mind. It just don't feel like it's gonna work out between.
What you trying to say, baby?
I just don't know. It's a feeling inside of me, you know.
Baby, wait. Baby.
Every now and then, the night falls, and I lay in bed like I did as a kid, hoping and praying and hoping and praying that my mama would call. Mm-hmm. 'Cause sometimes